Our reality check with Honolulu Civil Beat looks at part of a plan issued by School Superintendent Christina Kishimoto about the upcoming school year. Reporter Suvan Lee joins us to talk about a subject that affects thousands of families across the state. Good morning, Suvan.
Hi, Catherine.
So, yeah, it's so stressful. You know, we've just gone through this distance learning thing, and I know the DOE is looking at the summer programs to tweak things as we look forward to the fall. But tell us what she said about the plan.
Yeah, sure. So the superintendent had a conference call with parents on Monday. This was a call that was geared toward parents of DOE public school students. And it was really almost in passing in which she made a remark towards the end of the call in which a parent raised a question about what parents who are teachers, but also providing full-time childcare at home are supposed to do if school doors are kept closed in the fall. And in response to that question, the superintendent said that she would like to see elementary schools provide in-person learning come August when the next school year starts. And so it's not necessarily a plan from the DOE per se, but it was an expression or an intent by the superintendent. But what's been frustrating to some and many groups out there is that there is real no clear guidance yet from the DOE on what exactly those school models will look like come next school year. There's been statements here and there. There's been sort of passing remarks by the superintendent, but there hasn't been any official guidelines yet issued. Now, the DOE is saying they're collecting surveys from parents right now. They're seeing how summer school is going, in which some in-person instruction is taking place across select campuses. So they're saying that they're using this information currently to sort of inform what their plans will be moving forward. But if you ask groups like the Teachers Union, the HSTA, they want clearer guidance now because, as we know, the next school year will be here before we know it.
Yes, and I know the unions have the consult and confer, issue, it does seem like things are coming out piecemeal, and they do want a report. They want to know what the new school year is going to look like.
Yes, and as we know, Catherine, the teachers union, collectively bargains on behalf of, 13,000 teachers around the state, and so they need to make sure that certain rights are being honored, that certain new standards are being bargained for. We're all in this sort of new reality. And when teachers are expected to either return to the classroom, if you're in the elementary school level, or if you're expected to continue distance learning for part of the week next school year, what are those expectations and standards? What do those look like for you? So the HSTA needs to, as they put it on their website, negotiate with the DOE to be explicit about those standards and expectations so they can protect the rights and the standing of these teachers who, I guess right now, are sort of in limbo as far as what things will look like as far as the school model goes.
Well, I can see why the teachers would want to know, what the year's going to bring. I was talking to a principal not too long ago, and he had mentioned that, they were doing things like, telling teachers, this was at a private school, but, you aren't going to be eating in the cafeteria. Your kids are going to eat their lunch in the classroom, to minimize contact.
Sure. Yeah, and private schools, public schools alike, I think there is, general guidance out there modeled from the CDC, and which has been adapted by places like the Hawaii Department of Health as far as general guidelines. The DOE has issued a very general set of guidelines and posted on our website on Monday detailing what safety protocols can be taken when students return, if they return to schools, and that includes, desks spaced 3 feet or 6 feet apart. They're requiring wearing masks in certain settings, requiring lunches be eaten in classrooms or outdoor spaces rather than the cafeteria, no field trips. But these are very general guidelines, and I think they run pretty universal to many school districts around the country. But what struck me in this one-page blueprint that the DOE posted was sort of the limited information when it even comes to school buses. How will social distancing be maintained on school buses? More than 30,000 DOE kids use buses to get to school, more than half of those on the neighbor islands. So if they're relying on school buses to even get to the school doors, how is the DOE going to ensure that they can ride these buses safely?
Right. So I'm sure they're going to have to really start stepping things up in the weeks to come as you know the planning goes forward. But thanks so much for your story, Suvan.
Sure thing. Thanks a lot.
That was Suvan Lee with today's Reality Check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.